Morning, Brooke.
Good morning, Fred. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Right. It's great to be back in the office.
It is great to have you here in person at KRWG Studios. And as we do the business section this week, we have on the cover story kind of a follow-up from something we talked about last week. And that is a big new apartment complex in Las Cruces. And some interesting features with this one. I noticed that one of the things is that these apartments all have two bathrooms.
Yeah, that definitely would be a selling point. And they're going to be three-bedroom and two-bedroom apartments. It's a ultimately a 200-unit, $14 million project. Right now it's just in phase one, which will be 40 apartments, 20 in two buildings. Two buildings split into 20 each. And there'll be three-bedroom and two-bedroom, like we said, each with two bathrooms. So that'll be a nice selling point. And they're looking to make it in the low $800 for rent for the three apartments and for the three bedrooms, I'm sorry, and in the mid 700s for the two bedroom apartments. And it's Summit Development, which owner Harlow Dynek, and he's built apartments before. And it's something we're seeing out on the East Mesa. There's a couple, you know, apartment projects, one near Sonoma High School, Sonoma Elementary School, and another one down on Sonoma Drive just off that area. And so renting is becoming more and more popular, and you're seeing these kind of things happen. And this one is it's going up right now on Three Crosses Avenue, sort of behind the 99-cent store, which is near the corner of North Main and Three Crosses Avenue, so sort of back there. And in construction, they're saying they're hopefully be done with the first two buildings late October, early November, in that range. And start getting tenants in there. And then when they reach a certain occupancy rate, there'll be a trigger for more financing to go ahead and build more of the apartment complex.
Yeah, and that wouldn't surprise any of us, I don't think, because as you point out, this is a national trend. We're seeing more and more rental properties being constructed. And part of the reason I've heard some analysts talk about this is that even though the housing market is beginning to come back, it's still hard, especially for those younger folks, depending on their financial situation, it's hard for them to get a mortgage. So they're forced to rent.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, mortgages are still low, but, you know, the lending itself is still kind of tight. So it's, you know, unless you have immaculate credit, it's not always easy to get that mortgage, you know,
sure,
to buy a house or to build a house, that sort of stuff. So we are seeing that renting is becoming more and more popular, and it has been for the last couple of years. So this one, you know, they're trying to price it for, you know, the family, the working class family type of people. And there'll be it's good views. You can see the mountains from over there, you know, across town and everything. So it'll be very interesting. You're going to have appliance packages. They're going to have washer and dryer and that sort of stuff, granite countertops and everything. So probably about 10,000 square feet for the two bedroom, 1150 for the three bedroom apartments. So it's
1,000 square feet.
You're, yeah, what did I say?
You said 10,000.
10,000, yeah.
Well, that's a heck of an apartment.
That would be a heck of a deal right there. Yeah, 1,000, not 10,000.
That's 10, the penthouse, man.
1,000, I should say.
Okay.
Yeah, but a neat project going on.
All right. In the profile this week, one of my favorite topics, chocolate. And you have somebody who's been in the chocolate business in the profile for a while here.
Yeah, Madeline Smith wrote this this good article. Linda Jackson Ramirez is a lady. I've known her for quite some time. She's known as the Chocolate Lady, and that's the store she owns down in the Mesilla Plaza, the Chocolate Lady. And they make all their chocolate fresh. They're open 7 days a week. They're only closed on Christmas and Thanksgiving. And so people got to buy up their chocolate right before Christmas and by Christmas Eve. They're really well known for their chocolate-covered strawberries at Valentine's Day are a really big seller for her. So she bought this business, and it used to be called J. Eric Chocolatier. I think that was the name of the place. And she bought it in 2006 and is a local owner who runs this place. She's a self-admitted chocolateholic herself, tries to keep herself to two pieces a day, though, so so she doesn't go hog wild with that. But she makes not large quantities. That way she can keep things fresh. And if something starts to run low, she tries to make more. So she's a neat lady.
Yeah. Yeah. Put your orders in, that's for sure, if you
and she says the three T's are really what, you know, drive her business. Turtles, truffles, and toffee. So those are big sellers for her.
Okay. Yeah. I like all three of those. They're all good. All right, in the what's new this week, speaking of food, you have a lot of food news, including a much-awaited chain restaurant that is going to be opening up right near the Mesilla Valley Mall.
Yeah, Genghis Grill. They've been under construction for quite some time now. And for the longest time, the central office in Dallas kept telling me that they were probably going to open in the fall. Late fall, even, one of the things they're saying. But now they're saying they're going to be opening here this month in just a little bit, August 12th, which is a Monday. So that's coming up pretty fast. I guess that's next week, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now that I think about
it.
So the Genghis Grill, I've never been in one myself, but they're it's sort of you build your own bowl Mongolian barbecue type of place. You
sure.
go in and that sort of thing. So it'll be very interesting. Another chain coming here to town. As we've been attracting them lately, again, like we used to be doing before the recession hit. Down on South Main Street also is this place called the Pueblo Cafe. And they sell Mexican food, is on mostly on their menu. And they're open for lunch and breakfast and lunch most days. And then on Fridays, they're open for all the way till dinner. And they'll have different foods and flautas and tacos and enchiladas and different things. And also a burger and salad, that sort of stuff. And then sad news, Gina's Cantina, which is downtown. It used to be Ono Grinds. Probably a lot of people recognize it from that name. It's 300 North Downtown Mall. They're closing up. Matter of fact, by now they should be closed up. So she just wanted to get out of the business. And, it wasn't doing too well, but that wasn't the sole reason. But she said she has some interested buyers for that location. So
okay. Well, certainly we all hope that we see some more restaurant activity downtown. Kind of a major blow to downtown Las Cruces with the fact that all that redevelopment work that occurred, and we've in the last few weeks here lost both the new bistro restaurant that had only been open less than a year, and now what used to be Ono Grinds restaurants. So definitely a need for some new restaurants in downtown Las Cruces. And again, boy, this is the food edition of the Monday Business Watch for sure. Getting back to our profile subject of chocolate, the Babbling Brook this week is talking about the power of the smell, the scent
of
chocolate.
The wonderful scent of chocolate.
Yes.
Chocolate baking, whatever. But there was a recent interesting study that shows that in bookstores, the smell of chocolate will cause people to become more engaged and be more willing to buy. They'll be more interested in looking at books and reading about books. Now, it's not all books. Histories, I'm saying that right? Right? And mysteries.
Mm-hmm. History and mystery.
Aren't selling as well during chocolate, but all different other kind of books, romance, novels, cookbooks, all different kinds of other books are selling well. And all it is the hint of chocolate in the air.
Mm.
So there's something about that sort of aroma that causes people to be more willing to buy.
So now all of those bookstores that have a cafe or have thought of doing a cafe need to start baking chocolate chip cookies
I think
or
so,
something.
Yes.
You know, and then everyone will start buying books, I guess, except for history. And
mysteries.
It won't buy those. Interesting fact, and we've heard about the power of scent before to drive certain feelings, so that's kind of interesting. I always love the smell of chocolate. Brooke Stockburger is the business editor at the Sun News. He's with us every Monday on Morning Edition. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Fred.